It's time to bring on our good friend, Tony Pauline from DraftInsider.net. No, I'm not being facetious or sarcastic whatsoever. I truly, sincerely mean it. But what we're going to do here is preview the front seven position drills at the NFL Scouting Combine. And, Tony, it's a very strong edge rusher class this year. A lot of guys could go high in the first round. And the first guy I want to touch on, Dante Fowler from Florida. How do you think that he'll perform in the drills?
He's going to be quick. He's going to be explosive. I don't know what his 40 time is going to be. Don't know what his bench press is going to be. But he's a guy who I think you're looking at him. People are going to look at the 40 time. You want to look at his first 10 time because it's very important because that's his get off the snap and his ability to bend off the edge. You want to watch the drills. You know, is he able to change direction without losing momentum? Because he's able to do it on film and he does it quite well. You want to look at the cone drills and then later on the shuttle times, especially the three cone time, because that's indicative of what Dante Fowler does best. He's very fast, not only straight line, but changing direction as well as laterally.
Now, Fowler is good in coverage. Now, one person who's very good at getting at the quarterback, Randy Gregory of Nebraska, should do well as well.
Should. I mean, again, same sort of situation. The thing with Gregory is how does he do in the bag drills? Because Gregory is a liability against the run. Teams run at him and he struggles. So he's got to show some power and punch in those bag drills because that translates into warding off and knocking off blockers at the next level so he can make the play on the ball carrier.
All right, let's go to the SEC. How about Bud Dupree from Kentucky, Tony?
Yeah, one of my favorite guys and a guy who I think is going to leave Indianapolis with much improved draft grades. Basically, it's a combination of Fowler as well as Randy Gregory, but I think he's going to excel in both. He's going to do well in the bag drills. He's going to show great explosion in his upper body. He's going to be fast in the 40. He's going to be great in the shuttles, and he's going to really do well in the drills. Very explosive. I think there's a lot there for Dupree to gain, and I think by the end of his workout, a lot of people are going to be talking about him.
Tony, let's stay in the SEC. One player who I'm intrigued to see where he'll fit at the next level is Shane Ray from Missouri.
Yeah, I absolutely. You know he's good up the field, but how is he backed off the line of scrimmage? And what's going to happen is tomorrow is when these defensive linemen, the Dante Fowlers, the Shane Rays, are done with the defensive line drills, they're going to be asked to stay on the field to run through a battery of linebacker drills. And what you want to watch with Shane Ray is how fast is he moving backwards as opposed to going up the field? Is he fluid, assuming he takes part in these drills, is he fluid getting back into coverage? Can he move laterally? Can he move laterally with balance? It's not just moving back quickly, but it's being in balance and control, and how does he do when the ball is thrown to him? Because that's what Shane Ray is going to be asked to do a lot. A lot of zone blitzes, things of that sort, if he's not used solely as a 3-4 outside linebacker.
Now, Tony, you would think Alabama's defense wouldn't have a lot of sleepers. They should have some big-time names and some very good ones in this draft class, but there's one player that you're looking at in particular who is kind of going under the radar here in Indianapolis.
Xavier Dixon, a guy who has been a favorite of mine. What happened was he had a tremendous year in 2012. He kind of fell off of it in 2013, really revved it up, and while everyone was talking about, you know, Collins and all the other big-time players at Alabama, it's Xavier Dixon who was constantly around the ball, getting pressure up the field, making plays against the run. This guy is, you remember Devin Kennard last year, who was a fifth-round sleeper for USC. He's that type of player, but he's more explosive. He's more athletic. So watch Dixon tomorrow.
All right, let's go to the big guys up front, and we'll focus on the Eagles 3-4 scheme, so guys that would fit that scheme here. Who are some guys, and why don't we go out to the Pac-12? Henry Anderson to start things off in terms of guys who fans should be looking at these position drills.
Yeah, sort of like a guy the Eagles drafted last year, Taylor Hart. You know, he doesn't come across as a great athlete on film, but he's more of a tough, slug-it-out, intelligent lineman. I think, you know, remember Chip Kelly last year in the draft, he talked about getting intelligent football players. That's what they wanted. That's what Henry Anderson is, but he's also very productive. He can rush the quarterback. He's tough against the run, and he can also occupy the gaps and occupy the blocks to allow linebackers to make plays. So I think Anderson, got to watch him. I'll see how he tests later on as we move towards April, and that third-round area is somebody to keep an eye on.
Go to the SEC from Arkansas, Darius Filon.
Yeah.
Name that I'm sure a lot of fans out there are listening to probably like, who's this guy? What can you tell us about him?
And it's understandable. He's a redshirt sophomore. Probably came out a year too early, but incredibly athletic, very quick, explosive. He's more of a one-gap type of a defensive lineman, but as we've seen, he's put on weight. He's here at 295 pounds, so that's it. That's an issue that he's answered so far. You want to see him not just in the movement skills, but again, the bag drills. Is he explosive when he hits the bag? Does he have good punch, or is it kind of just soft into him? Pylon's a guy who is a solid player now. 2 or 3 years down the road, I think, can be a really good NFL starter.
All right, let's look at the inside linebackers, the off-the-ball linebackers. And, of course, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about Michael Kendricks' brother from UCLA, the Buckus Award winner.
two peas in a pod. I mean, they're both undersized. They're both under 6 foot, but they're both fast, explosive.
They play Eric football. Got 6 foot.
Maybe that's what it says on the roster. I don't remember that.
Here he got it at 6 foot. Okay. So
we'll see if his brother is. My apologies. But still, like his brother, a ball hawk, a guy who goes sideline to sideline to make plays, lays it on the line. Can also be used in coverage. I mean, he's not just a one-dimensional run, two-down defender, but he's going to be overmatched by 6'4" linebackers.
Okay, someone who's expected to be selected a little bit later than Kendrick, Stephon Anthony from Clemson.
A player that I think a lot of people are sleeping on. You know, he's not really an exciting player, but he's just a very steady three-down defender. He's good up the field on the blitz. He's very good between the box against the run. He remains with his assignments and pass coverage. He gets depth on his drops. A guy who I think, you know, is going to be a surprise starter as a rookie in the NFL that really isn't getting the headlines he should.
Last but not least, as we round out these three position groups here, Jake Ryan from Michigan. Why do you think he's a guy who fans should be keeping an eye on?
I think he's going to test much better than expected. If you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com during the Shrine game, we didn't have a lot of complimentary things to say about him. But I think tomorrow what you're going to see is you're going to see a guy who, remember, he was a defensive end. He's going to run in the 4.6s. He's going to have some good shuttle times. And he's going to open some people's eyes. He was highly rated coming into the year. Did have a knee injury. Wasn't playing 100%. I think he's starting to heal. And, you know, we'll see the Jake Ryan of old starting tomorrow.
Tony Pauline always brings the power to his punches in his draft analysis, as he does here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.